Okay, uh-huh. And on the 1st of January, you'd say?
New Year's gift.
Would you? Does that mean a present, too?
Well, yes and no, but I mean that we hope that you have made sufficient transition in your way to it be a gift to you.
Mm-hmm. You so know, that's just a nice thing to say.
That's the day when people break more than they keep.
Yeah, New Year's resolutions, that's right. Instead of saying thank you, you might say I'm much
obliged to you.
Okay, you might say I have to go downtown to do some
shopping. I was trying to think of something that Dad used to say.
Okay.
Right now I'll pass it up, but I will tell you.
Tell me when you think of it.
But I'm going to tell you something else.
All right.
But nearly along that line.
Mm-hmm.
Dad bought cattle and back when I was 8 years old, 70 years ago. Went to Johnson's house close to the Nauvoo.
Mm-hmm.
He was a Swede.
Mm-hmm.
They drank what they called tea. We call it tea.
Mm-hmm.
And what tickled me to start with, when he got there, Mr. Johnson drove a horse and buggy and taking us all day to go down there and back, and Dad bought his cows. Got there, he was taking the horse away to feed it, you know. And he looked at Dad and says, do you want a tub to drink your horse in? Well, that aroused my curiosity and thinking. Then we went to the table. And Miss Johnson, crazy-like, I wouldn't have thought she thought everybody drank tea.
Mm-hmm.
She says, Mr. Hilton, that is to Dad, would you take tea or coffee? He says, I'll take coffee. Have to take tea, got no coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that happens back. And that's always been there. And that goes along with not at all thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Things like that.
Okay, now we'd gotten over into shopping. Now, if you make a purchase, the storekeeper took a piece of paper and he
wrapped you, or wrapped it most of the time. Now it's sacked your stuff and
yeah.
Staple it after you paid for it.
Well, say he wrapped it though. Then when you got home, you
unstapled and unwrapped it.
Mm-hmm.
Now the rule in that was 45 years ago when I was with Elmore, your money was supposed to be in a cash register before you package or wrapped it.
Uh-huh. That sounds like a good bargain. Yes, a good way of doing business, a sensible thing to do. If a storekeeper sold something for less than he paid for it, he's selling at a
bargain or a discount.
It's worse than that, though. It's not a gain.
It's a loss.
Uh-huh. And you might say, I like that car, but I can't buy it because it.
It's.
It what too much? It's
too high a price.
Or it blank too much. It
cost too much.
Mm-hmm. And on the first of the month, the bill is
you and your bill for it.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay
your dues.
Okay.
Kind of like a fella here owed a whole lot, and he got a note, I noticed about the third or fourth time down at the bottom, it says, please remit.
Mm-hmm.
He misread that. He looked down there and he got it, it says, please remit. Please remit. I didn't know I owed him anything.
Please remit. You might say the boys ran down the springboard and
down an old lady gets after me about saying dive and dove and
what do you say?
I usually say dive in the water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what does she say you ought to say?
I don't know now.
Okay.
All the time getting me after my use of dive and dove and dive.
If you dive in and you land flat, you call that what?
Belly buster.
And if you put your head down on the floor and roll over, that's
somersault.
All right. Did you ever hear of a custom where if you buy something or pay your bill, a storekeeper would give you a little present and say it's for?
I've seen that done. This is just a pleasant reminder. I appreciate what you got.
Mm-hmm.